Geppetto makes a wooden puppet. Geppetto lived in a small room. There were not many things in it. He had only one chair, a bed, and an old table. He put the piece of wood on the table. Then he took a knife and began to make his puppet. "What name shall I give him?" he said. "I think I'll give him the name of Pinocchio. It is a very nice name." At first, Geppetto made the puppet's hair. Then he made his head, and then his eyes. When the eyes were ready, they looked at Geppetto. Then he began to make the nose. Suddenly, the nose began to grow. And it grew and grew and grew. It became a very, very long nose. He cut the nose off, but it grew again. He cut it off again, and it grew again. "This puppet wants a long nose," he said. Then he began to make the mouth. When the puppet's mouth was ready, it began to laugh at him. "Stop it," said Geppetto. But the mouth laughed and laughed. "Stop it, I say," cried Geppetto. The mouth stopped laughing, but the puppet put out its tongue. The tongue was very long. Geppetto worked and worked. When the face was ready, he made the body, then the arms and the hands. Suddenly, somebody took Geppetto's cap off his head. He looked round, and what did he see? He saw his cap on the puppet's head. "Pinocchio, give me back my cap, do you hear?" But the cap was on Pinocchio's head, and he didn't want to give it back to his father Geppetto. Geppetto was very angry with him, but he could do nothing. So he began to make the puppet's legs. When the puppet's legs and feet were ready, Pinocchio hit his father on the nose with his foot. "You are a very bad boy," said Geppetto to him. "You are very, very bad." Then Geppetto began to teach him to walk. He showed him how to put one foot before the other. Soon, Pinocchio began first to walk and then to run round the room. Then he jumped into the street through the window and ran away from his father Geppetto. Geppetto ran after him. "Stop him! Stop him!" cried Geppetto. A policeman tried to catch Pinocchio, but Pinocchio ran too fast.